Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Let's make certain we are building our homes after God and His plan. That's today from the International Gospel Hour. Stay with us. On Jordan,
so near. Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie, of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. So let's listen today. Here's Jeff.
Well, greetings and hello, everyone. We appreciate you being with us today once again for our studies of the Word of God from the International Gospel Hour. We also appreciate our Jay Webb, and you'll hear from Jay throughout our broadcast as he will share with you a couple of online things that may be of interest to you as well. We are under the oversight of the elders of the West Fayetteville, Tennessee Church of Christ, located in Fayetteville, Tennessee, just north of Huntsville, Alabama, about 20 miles or so. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 118, Fayetteville, Tennessee, 37334, and we would love to hear from you. Our toll-free number, 247-855-444-6988, available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Please call, leave us a message, a request, or comment. We also appreciate and are thankful. We are thankful for our website at internationalgospelhour.com. Please feel free to peruse it and to use it in your studies of the Word of God. And now, let's consider the 127th Psalm. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep. Behold, children are an heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate. Oh, friends, a beautiful text, is it not? Allowing the Lord to build our homes, our houses, it cannot get better than this. Now, we know this, friends. Every house or home should have one standard, one guide, and the Lord must be the standard, the guide, the builder. But we readily note there are things that will attack the home that the Lord builds. And friends, if there are other things that we use to build a home, it will not stand because the Lord did not build it. Let's see if I can parallel that with the beautiful account of the parable of the wise man and the foolish man from Matthew 7, 24 through 27. They that will hear the sayings of Christ and will do them, he likened them unto a wise man who built his house upon the rock. When the rains came, the floods rose, and everything happened and beat against the house, it stood firm because it was founded upon a rock. But the foolish man was one who will hear and do not. He will build his house on the sand. And when the rains fall and the floods arise, that house will fall, and great will be its fall, because it was not built on a solid foundation, but rather on shifting sand. Friends, we need to make certain that we are listening to God, who is the architect and the builder of the home. And if we allow Him to build our home, then we know that our houses, our homes, will stand. Let's think on these things, but I'm going to pause for just a few seconds for a special word about International Gospel Hour.
International Gospel Hour is on Instagram. Just search International Gospel Hour, click follow, and you're set. You can keep up with International Gospel Hour on Instagram and feel free to share our content. Thank you so much.
The Lord builds the house. Let's look at one foundation. Friends, marriage is for one man and one woman. The first marriage ceremony was ordained and conducted by God in Genesis 2, 21 through 24. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Jesus affirmed this in Matthew 19, beginning with verse 4. When he answered and said unto them, Have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more twain or two, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. They say unto him, Why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement and to put her away? He saith unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffered you to put away your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery, and whoso marrieth her which is put away doth commit adultery. Friends, the biblical view of marriage is not simply a historical institution, but rather a God-ordained institution. From 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11, and Romans 1, verses 26 through 32, any other relationship comprised as fornication, or living together as a married couple would, or homosexuality, two males or two females, is clearly against God and His Word, and is against God's written policy. His Word is void, it's unenforceable, regardless of where it may be. The Lord builds the house, and we are reminded, marriage is for one man and one woman. Number two, the Lord builds the house. Illicit relationships outside of the marriage are sinful. 1 Corinthians 6:18 says, Flee fornication. Every sin that a man does is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sins against his own body. In Galatians 5:19 through 21, Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these, adultery, fornication, there it is, friends, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, and he continues to list through verse 21. The works of the flesh, such as fornication, illicit relationship that is carried forth outside of the marriage, he says, they who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Friends, please do not take me wrong here. Life does not cease to go onward. There are individuals who have, as the crude comment goes, one night stands, or a relationship to where one acts as in a marriage vow, committing fornication, another term that is used, sleeping together, and we look and those relationships end. Friends, life does not cease. But understand the things that are faced and the challenges that are before you, and know this, there is always hope in Christ. Those fornicators of Corinth back in 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11, they were washed, they were sanctified, they were justified by the name of the Lord Jesus. And so we can always do things God's way and allow the Lord to build our house. Thirdly, the Lord builds the house. And families need to understand the word no. You know, the greatest training manual for the family is the Bible. In the Old Testament, there's a pattern in Deuteronomy 11, 18 through 21, how that we are to teach our children of the things of God when we sit in our house, when we walk during the day, when we lie down, when we rise up. And it should be written within our homes and our houses. In the New Testament, in Ephesians 6, 1 through 4, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and you may live long on the earth. And you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Friends, when we look at some practical thoughts here, children need to understand the word no and learn to accept it. And parents need to practice the word no where applicable and stick to it. It seems like in today's age of families that the word no is a word that is often missed or not used. And when we fail to tell our children no, and when we fail to practice no, When we allow that to be missing, when children hit the real world as they are older, they are in for a shock when they realize sometimes their answer for their good is no. And authority needs to be emphasized. When authority is questioned in front of your children, you'll chip away your own authority when you say no and then you back away from it. Friends, when no is said, it communicates that somebody loves me. An expression from 1 Corinthians 13, 4-7, love that's for our best. When I look back and see the no's that my parents had, I see the good that was to come forth. Authority in the home, in the church, in the schools must be recognized, accepted, and addressed properly as needed. Friends, let's think on these things. Now, talking about the family. What about if the family got together to study the Bible together? Here is our Jay Webb that will tell you about a special Bible study that we believe will help you and your families.
How about an online study of the Bible? That's right. The World Bible School has a free online Bible study available. Just go to worldbibleschool.org and register. A study helper will assist you in answering questions and provide feedback for your lessons. That's the free online study at worldbibleschool.org. Sign up today. Tell them the International Gospel Hour sent you.
So friends, when we talk about the Lord building the house, indeed, we will labor in vain when we try to build it our way. God's plan for the home is one man and one woman for life, and to not allow any other relationships with others to break up that marriage vow, and for families to understand the word no, and to guide our families, our children, to guide all the way that we should. Yes, friends, the Lord will build the house, and to allow Him to build our house and to use His book as the pattern to build is the way to go. Thank you for joining me today, and we're going to continue our studies together at another time. I'm grateful for your choice of International Gospel Hour. Thank you for tuning in and listening, and we look forward to our time together. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to our other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.
Oh.